The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing you home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Hey, good morning, DMV. This is Eric Stewart. I'm the host here of the Eric Stewart Shows every Sunday from 8 to 8:30, and so happy you could be with us for the Pointing You Home section, which is what we call our first part, and the Seniors Solutions section. So, and by the way, if you're not a senior, you should still listen because there's great information for how you can relate to grandparents, parents, etc. So stay with us, and you can find us, by the way, on Spotify or iHeartRadio. Those are two apps where you can listen to our shows as podcasts. So the first is called Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. The second one is Eric Stewart Show, Senior Solutions. Listen up anytime you want there. Do you know what happened today? Back in 1940, in the 1940s, rather, the Federal Communications Commission listened to a demo of FM radio, which sparked FM transmitting to take place for the first time in America. That was just the 1940s. Isn't it hard to believe it's been just 80 years since FM was realized? Well, I think it's pretty cool, and WMAL, which was forever on 630 on the AM side, is no longer there, and now it's just here at 105.9 FM. The signal strength is fantastic, but you can also listen to us anytime. Again, on Spotify or iHeartRadio, just search for Eric Stewart Shows, Pointing You Home, or Senior Solutions. And if you're on your computer, all you have to do is Google Eric Stewart Group Radio to listen to us anytime you want. Well, there's been a lot that has happened this past year. And what's interesting is that a year ago, interest rates were around 5%. You remember the sell-off in the stock market that took place last year in late December. And then this past year, 2019, was just an off-to-the-races kind of increase in prices across the S&P and across the NASDAQ, especially the NASDAQ, has just jumped. And a lot of the subscription as services companies, such as Disney Plus, which has come out, and other companies that have come in to try to compete with Netflix, have really seen a strong demand. We saw companies like Beyond Meat come in, which sells a product that is not actually meat. It's an impossible meat. It's made from vegetables. And we saw other large companies come that have just torn through and changed. And what William O'Neill, who does the Investor's Business Daily newspaper, which I subscribe to, he calls it the new America. That is that new, the constant reinventing that we have here in America that makes America a special place. We're not controlled like the Chinese government controls the Chinese economy and really runs their whole economy like a giant corporation. Our country provides the opportunity for individuals to create and establish new businesses and create, I guess, really just fixes and new opportunities for new businesses. And these businesses develop and create more businesses. And so the new America is reborn every year. I'm excited to see what 2020 is going to hold. How about you? Are you? I've made some commitments in my life, which are fairly significant, some pretty serious commitments for what I'm going to do with my life this year. And these revolve around some spiritual commitments at church, some physical commitments in terms of exercise, and some disciplines in relationship. And you heard me share back in December about avoiding pain in relationships, and that I'm going through a step study for that specifically. Because, like you, I have my own habits, my own hurts, and my own hangups, right? We all do. And it's just a question of how do you actually change those things? And it just seems impossible sometimes to actually make changes in life. And oftentimes we try to make changes to please other people rather than doing it out of our own conviction. So I've committed through a 4 or 5 month process that I've been going through to make some changes in my life out of my own new convictions for change. And so I'm excited to make the commitment. It requires, like any change, some discomfort. And I know that I'm going to be facing some discomfort, and I'll kind of keep you guys abreast of what's going on this year in my life and how that's been helpful to me and to those around me. Especially, I want to enter into the deep, deep parts of relationship that we all want in our friendships and our families. So let's turn our attention now to real estate. And let's chat a little bit about VA financing. I've had a contract come in on one of my properties, which involves veterans financing. Veterans Administration provides an opportunity for our vets to purchase real estate and to do so with some great benefits, including zero money down. Okay, yes, no money down with VA financing. If you're a vet and you've thought about purchasing, you know you have that opportunity, but you're not sure how to handle it. I do invite you to call us and reach out to me at 1-800-900-9104, and we will help you find the home that you're looking for. Again, 800-900-9104 is that toll-free number. Our website is ericstewartgroup.com. You're a vet. You're looking to buy. What makes a Veterans Administration loan different? Not only do you get the privilege of putting down nothing to get your financing, but you actually can buy a home, sell it, and purchase another home using that same VA eligibility. So it's a great benefit. It's a way for our country to say thank you to our vets for getting out on the oceans and eating sea rations and serving the benefit of all of us, providing for our security. And we just thank you again for that. So what are some of the other differences in a contract? Well, one of those differences is the way the VA appraisal is handled. Now, in this contract that I received recently, I'm representing the seller of a property. The buyers have asked for VA financing, and in the VA financing contingency, there are two changes to a standard conventional contract. One is around the termite, and one is around the appraisal and lender-required repairs. So if a Veterans Administration appraiser comes in and makes recommendations for specific repairs that need to be made to a house prior to the loan being funded, that comes back to the seller as a request from the purchaser that the seller actually make those changes. It is not the seller's obligation to make those changes. It is the seller's obligation to decide whether to make the changes or not. You might ask, why wouldn't they make the changes? Well, because some of these are really just conditional items, like perhaps there's some peeling paint on the outside, or maybe there's a railing on an outdoor staircase or an indoor staircase of the home, which, by the way, VA loans, they require that there be a railing on every staircase. So if you have one, if you have a staircase and you don't have a railing, then you're going to get asked for that. So the key here is negotiability. It's to go through the process of getting financing and have that list of whatever the appraiser asks the seller to do, which might be a railing or some paint or some other things. And as long as they're reasonable, they're allowed to be asked for. But it's not the seller's obligation to have to fix them. So let's talk. I'll read you actually what the contract calls for in the appraisal. Okay. So the lender required repairs if, as a condition of providing financing under this contract, the lender requires repairs to be made to the property that have not otherwise been agreed to be the seller's responsibility, then the following procedure will be followed. The buyer will deliver notice to the seller of lender's required repairs and a request that the seller complete the repairs prior to settlement. Within 5 days after delivery of buyer's notice, the seller will deliver notice to the buyer as to whether or not the seller will make the repairs. Failure of seller to deliver notice to the buyer within the said time frame shall be deemed an election by the seller to not make the repairs. Meaning, if the seller says nothing when the buyer submits their requests, it's assumed that the seller is not going to do them. Now, if the seller either delivers notice to the buyer electing to not make the repairs or is deemed to have elected to not make repairs by his lack of response, then within 5 days, the buyer shall deliver notice to the seller as to whether or not the buyer will make the repairs. Now, if neither the seller nor the buyer has delivered notice within said time frame agreeing to make the repairs, the contract dies. We have pre-negotiated the contract for the seller to take a price and for the buyers to do an inspection of the property to discover any issues that they have with it. But we've also negotiated that we're not going to fix anything in the contract. We've put that into the agreement. The buyer can do a home inspection, but the seller will not fix anything. The buyer will either move forward with the offer that they've made and go to settlement after the inspection, or they will cancel the contract, get their deposit back, and they'll keep looking. My client does not want to fix anything. So I've already pre-announced to the agent who's representing the buyer, hey, the same thing is going to happen on the seller's required repairs or the lender's required repairs. We will reject any requests for repairs. Still, it'll be my client's decision at that point in time whether or not to do any of the requested or required repairs that the lender has made. We'll see what happens. I'll keep you posted on that. The other thing is termites. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, termites are nefarious creatures that come into your home every day to eat, and then they leave and they go back to the soil every day. So the way to stop termites from coming in is to attack them in the soil, in my opinion, which is why you see these baiting traps set up on the outside, which would draw termites in with the food that it offers and a little bit of poison that kills the termite. In the VA contract, not only does it call for the house to be inspected for termites, but actually all fences and outbuildings will also fall under the same inspection. So you might have a shed made of concrete that has a tube tunnel on it, which is evidence of termites. And if that's the case, under the VA financing, the seller will still have to treat the whole property, including the house, the fence, and the outbuildings. Another consideration. But in this case, our seller does not believe they have termites. They've got a contract with a termite company, so they're covered for that. Now, you might not be a veteran listening to the show, but what I'm explaining to you is contractually, every contract and financing contingency is going to be subtly different. And having a real estate agent who's steeped in and understands how to guide you through is of immense necessity. You do not want to hire a company, and this is just my opinion, you do not want to hire a company that charges less commission and provides a handoff service of opportunity for discount brokerage. You will not get the same marketing. You will not get the same care that somebody who's got the steeped knowledge and understanding of all the contracts will provide you. Okay? So give us a call today. If you're getting ready to sell, call us 800-990-1004 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Stuart Rosenthal and Helen Flynn will join me in just a moment.